With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Major discussions on the horizon. President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping will hold talks Wednesday in the San Francisco Bay Area. Correspondent Ken Lorman reports.
Biden and Xi have no shortage of difficult issues to address in their first engagement in nearly a year. Taiwan's upcoming election, differences over U.S. export controls on advanced technology, North Korea, the Israeli-Hamas war, and more are expected to be on the agenda.
Biden and Xi will be in San Francisco for the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit. Also at SRNnews.com, a mob of masked anti-Israel protesters tried to storm Grand Central Station Friday night, kicking in the door, cracking the glass, but failing to make it inside. Grand Central was closed Friday night amid the chaos. The New York Police Department was warning people to avoid the area. Earlier Friday, the Israeli flag was burned by the crowd at Columbus Circle. Friday's protest was organized by the group Within Our Lifetime with the slogan Flood Manhattan for Gaza. The Hamas terror attack on October 7th killed 1,200 Israelis. House Republicans look to avoid a government shutdown next week with a stopgap spending measure today.
Among the ideas, a clean continuing resolution that would have no spending cuts or conservative policy riders and keep funding through the first of the year. Democrats oppose the idea, and some hardline conservatives want a bill with spending cuts, policies including tighter security at the U.S.-Mexico border and staggered deadlines for different segments of the federal budget. Regardless, the final product must be something President Biden would sign before Friday, November 17th. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Credit rating agency Moody's Investor Service has lowered its outlook on the U.S. government's debt from stable to negative. This is SRN News. Glamour magazine names a man to its 2023 Woman of the Year list. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Gina Rosero is an author and an activist. He's also a man, and Glamour is just the latest entity to embrace his transgender lifestyle. He was the 2020 Miss Universe Nepal contest winner and has been recognized as a leading woman in other periodicals. This isn't going without notice, however. Glamour's social media pages are crammed with actual women protesting the magazine's decision to honor Rosero. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Facing an increasingly violent America, churches are having to decide whether or not to allow guns in the building. Pastor Jimmy Hardaway Jr., who leads Trinity Baptist Church in Niagara Falls, New York, carries a concealed gun to protect worshipers. He says, I'm really not free if I have to sit here and worry about threats to the congregation. This is SRN News. GOP Senator Tim Scott is rescheduling his presidential campaign events in Iowa today after coming down with the flu. Bob Agnew has that.
A spokesman says Senator Scott will rest and recover over the weekend and reschedule his Iowa stops for next week. The hurdle comes at a bad time for Senator Scott. He had planned to increase his focus on Iowa in the aftermath of this week's presidential debate in Miami. Scott is one of a handful of GOP contenders with only single-digit support in Iowa, where all the candidates trail former President Trump by a wide margin. Bob Agnew reporting.
Louisiana legislature is ordered to draw a new congressional map with a second majority black district. The legislature passed a map in February of last year that left five of the state's six congressional districts with white majorities and then overrode a veto on the map, which led to a lawsuit from civil rights groups. A federal New Orleans appeals court has given the state's legislature till January 15th to make a new map. More details at SRNnews.com.